Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock's still out on his Hawaiian vacation. You can follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Lots going on today. And I'll talk about what all this free agency means. First off, yesterday after the podcast, as I predicted, which wasn't that, you know, far-fetched of a prediction, Terrell Suggs, he went to Arizona State. If it weren't for a draft day snafu, the Cardinals would have probably drafted him, you know, almost two decades ago when he came into the league. But Terrell Suggs is now an Arizona Cardinal. One-year, $7 million deal came out today with the stipulations were of his contract. Okay, big name. It'll be cool for me to interview him after games, but how much of an impact will he have on the field? I don't know. We'll talk about that. This morning, Jordan Hicks, the big name linebacker that the Cardinals needed from the Philadelphia Eagles, signed a four-year, $36 million deal with $12 million to sign, $20 million guaranteed. Okay, not a boatload of money. According to Pro Football Focus, he was the top-ranked linebacker in this free agency class over C.J. Mosley and Anthony Barr, both of whom went, well, Anthony Barr decided to stay in Minnesota, and C.J. Mosley went to the Jets. Okay, another defensive guy. All right, so we see what's going on here. You have an offensive-minded head coach in Cliff Kingsbury. You have a mess on the offensive side of the ball as of right now, as currently constructed. What did I say all year last year? The strength of the team is the defense. I think it's pretty obvious. But it makes sense that the Arizona Cardinals are doubling down on their strength right now. Look at what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson last year. They had the best rated defense in the NFL, arguably, and you have a young guy in Lamar Jackson who doesn't play the, you know, conventional quarterback position. He's more of a running guy, but when you have a defense that gives up less than 20 points a game, you kind of have the ability to move around a little bit in ways that other teams may not be able to. And with the Arizona Cardinals, their defense last year was very good. And with the numbers that, you know were averaged out and laid at the end of the season, didn't really look as such. But when you're on the field for almost 40 minutes a game, you're going to get tired. They're, you know, adults and they're human beings that, believe it or not, do get tired. They don't just have, you know, car motors in there. So additions that have happened so far, Robert Alford, under 15 mil guaranteed, right around there. Jordan Hicks, the top rated linebacker in this free agency class, according to Pro Football Focus. He was the 10th rated linebacker in the NFL last year. Good. Terrell Suggs, you have your immediate mouth on the defense. You have your mic. You have your stud. Even though he's older, he's 36, he'll be 37 when the year starts. The dude has been there before. The dude has led top flight defenses myriad times. And this is a guy that, even though Patrick Peterson has been here longer, Terrell Suggs will immediately become the leader of the defense. You just need a guy like him. And there's not a lot of guys like him. So the fact that the Cardinals signed one, it's the nostalgic pick. Hopefully he can stay healthy for the whole season. I believe he played around 70% of the snaps last year. In the 3-4 base defense, you really couldn't have found a guy better. Now, listen, I'd be speaking a different tune if they gave him two-year, $30 million, but they gave him one-year, $7 million, boom. Those are the kind of contracts you need for guys that want to come play here. And you paved the way for Jordan Hicks to be the stud inside linebacker. So far, before free agency even hit, I guess so good for the Cardinals. But there's a very, as I said before, significant decision that has been made by the Arizona Cardinals and, you know, the front office. Defense wins. Defense will keep us in games. Defense will allow the offense to kind of have the growing pains with the brand new offensive structure that Cliff Kingsbury brings in. It's going to be difficult offensively to put up points. But free agency, again, won't start until tomorrow. So these are all, you know, legal tampering times, which I talked about yesterday. Give me a break. Legal tampering is oxymoronical. But with Jordan Hicks, $20 million guaranteed, Robert Alford coming in to shore up the cornerback two position alongside Patrick Peterson, Terrell Suggs to come in and be your leader on defense, You be your mentor. I mean, maybe Hassan Reddick can turn it around. We don't really know what's going to happen with the interior defensive lineman. Is Robert Kambica the guy? We don't know. We still don't know really what the Cardinals are going to do with the number one overall pick, but I have a good idea, and I'll tell you about it next. Locked On Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock still out on vacation. Good for him. You can follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. You can listen to the podcast or follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. You can listen to me 1 to 4 on the Freaks, Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, Monday through Friday, Pacific time now, because damn it, Arizona is back on track with the rest of the country. We don't have to do the are we on Central Mountain Time situation now. We're on Pacific Standard Time. Boom shakalaka. I know it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, but it does to me. Thank you. We are back. Terrell Suggs, Jordan Hicks this morning, Robert Alford a few weeks ago. We're starting to kind of see what the Arizona Cardinals are doing. And so far, so good. Yeah. So far, so good. The only difference is, you know, the Cardinals don't have an offense yet. They don't have an interior defensive lineman. They have no offensive lineman firepower at this juncture. But free agency hasn't started yet. So we still have that to hold on to. What's next for the Cardinals in free agency? Before I get to what this all means seemingly coming up leading up to the draft, what next? You're seeing all these wide receivers going elsewhere. Cole Beasley probably wouldn't have been a good fit, but went to Buffalo. Devin Funchess, 1 year, $13 million deal with the Colts. And they can kind of overpay a little bit for prove-it deals because they had, before they signed anybody, $102 million under the cap. The Cardinals need to start signing receivers. They need to start signing veteran receivers to help this, whoever the young quarterback is going to be, perform better. Now, I said yesterday that the Cardinals, what they cannot do, and I use Golden Tate as an example, and he's still not signed. Go give Golden Tate like 4 year, $40 million. You just, that's something that you can't do, that you can't overspend for a guy like Golden Tate, who has been a good receiver, but he's 30. He's not a guy that is going to be transformational in this offense. He just won't be. You can give him a 1 year deal, $10 million, cool, give it to him. But they need to start signing veteran wide receivers immediately. Alongside, you can piggyback that with offensive linemen. And if somebody asks me, who do they need more? What do they need more, offensive linemen or wide receivers? I'd probably push. I wouldn't know. And, holding my feet to the fire, I would probably more so say they need an offensive guard or tackle on either side of the ball over a wide receiver. And I'm going to have to stick with that for this at this point, because offensive line obviously is very important. Offensive line has failed Josh Rosen through his first year, and Sam Bradford, I guess you can throw into that. But they need so much help offensively that I just don't know exactly which is the first thing that they're going to check off, which box they're going to check off. Because at this point, you can kind of leave defense alone and just kind of hope for a defensive lineman, unless you want to trade down. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But you need offensive help starting now. All the receivers, all these wide receivers are getting jobs elsewhere, and the Cardinals are focusing on defense, which is fine, but at a certain point, you're going to be like, well, you kind of tip the scale back to the offense a little bit. Just a little bit. On the other side, if this maps out what the Cardinals are going to do in the draft, it's looking like, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. Alex Clancy here, Locked On Cardinals. Wrapping up here, Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy here, Bo Brock out. So, all of these defensive signings guides my thought process to the Cardinals drafting Kyler Murray. And Josh Rosen has some interest around the league. An unnamed source came out and said the Chargers could be a good landing spot. There's been names, Colin Cowherd, et cetera, said the Patriots would love him. Because this is the time where good franchises see the writing on the wall with their aging quarterback and have a guy they bring in. They just mold, can learn from the starting quarterback, and go from there. This, all of these signs are pointing towards the Cardinals drafting Kyler Murray. Either that, or they're going to trade back out of the number one pick. Those are the two options. Because as of right now, Nick Bosa isn't the number one main concern for the Cardinals. Do you take best available? Probably not in this situation. Do you want Quinnen Williams, an interior lineman? Maybe. But if so, you're going to be trading back. I just don't see Nick Bosa as the guy right now because of all of the defensive help that they've signed. And listen, if they do sign him, okay. I mean, I always go back and forth. I always go back to the Darko Milicic situation where Detroit had the number two overall pick. LeBron went one, Darko went two, and Carmelo went three to the Nuggets. Because the Pistons were so flush with wing players already, they decided to go big guy, and Darko seemed to be a no-miss coming out of Europe, but we saw what happened, and instead of taking the best available, even with Portland, when they took Greg Oden instead of Kevin Durant, because the best available wasn't what they needed, so they took a need instead of a best available. And the Cardinals, with how their team is shaping up, and listen, they've done a great job so far, but now you need to start building your offensive identity. It's important. So I'm keeping this podcast short because we have no idea. It's a very fluid situation with what's going on. I want to give you pertinent information that's been handed to us right now. Jordan Hicks, Terrell Suggs. At this point, my projection is that the Cardinals are going to draft Kyler Murray or trade back. This is a no longer Nick Bosa situation for the Arizona Cardinals. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple weeks leading up to the draft. Alex Lancey here. I'll check you tomorrow.